Welcome to Mental Wealth, the podcast to invest in your mind. Here I will help you make sense of your mind and behaviors, giving you the tools to have your best life. There is so much to share, so let's get into this episode and explore another great topic. Welcome to episode 40. And in this episode, we're going to be looking at perfectionism. We're going to be looking at the traps and then what you can do about it. And I've got a very special guest I can't wait to introduce you to, Carla Caswell. She's over in Australia and she is a perfectionist coach, and we're going to have a great conversation. So here's our interview. So I am absolutely delighted to be joined by Carla Caswell.
Hi, Alison. Thank you so much for having me. And yeah, just this is such an important topic for me as well. And happy to really share with your audience, which is exciting.
Lovely. So tell everyone a little bit more about you. So you're a perfectionist coach, but tell everyone what's your main driver and why, what you're doing.
Yes. So I help individuals let go of control and that perfectionism in their lives that really holds them back from creating a life personally and professionally that they really love, and that's on their own terms. And the reason I've kind of come to doing this is because for most of my life, really, I struggled with this myself. And it held me back from so many opportunities in my life. It created so much stress and anxiety in my life. And so through working through that over the years, I've come to realize, you know, that I wasn't the only one, and that, you know, it's something that I can really support people with now. Because since I've worked through it, it's just changed my life immeasurably.
Lovely. And I think one of the most important things that I've just heard you say there, of course, is that you're not alone, and that so many people do struggle with this. And that's one of my big things about this whole show and a lot of my work, is that let's not feel alone with these things. The mind is so powerful. And it's lovely that you had that realization, and now you've developed something to help others.
Absolutely. And I think, like, you know, you've just said, it's a big problem that, and especially I think as a perfectionist, because it's one of the biggest struggles a perfectionist has, is never asking for help and never wanting to be vulnerable for that fear of not fitting in, that fear of failure, that fear of being judged. And so just the more we can talk about it, the easier it is for people to heal from it.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that is one of our flaws, isn't it, as a human, is that we do compare ourselves to others. We do find it difficult. We fear somebody's going to say something negative or be judgmental, as you said. And I think something is that, let's talk about it more. Let's be brave and courageous and say, hey, I'm struggling with this. And hopefully from there, people can find solutions.
Absolutely.
I love that. I think some people often think about, you know, is perfectionism and linking that to anxiety and obsessive compulsive OCD kind of behaviors. You know, sometimes people get all mixed up, don't they, with what it is that's happening for them. And I don't know what your thoughts on this, Carla, is, but I'm not a fan of labeling people. I like to just say, okay, it's just your stuff and it's what you're struggling with. And let's not worry too much about what we're going to call it. Is it perfectionism? Is it OCD? Is it anxiety? And I think just start working with who you are and your stuff and finding solutions. What's your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. I 100% agree. And I think what I've noticed as well, and possibly the way I viewed perfectionism, was that it was, you know, oh, I'm not a perfectionist because I don't have OCD or I don't have all these extreme things. But actually, it's like with anything in life, I feel like there's a scale. And, you know, for me, and what I see in my clients, is perfectionism can be as extreme as that, where it is debilitating and it is, you know, sending people into spirals of depression. But it can also be just little things that are controlling your life and holding you back from feeling confident to make a decision, feeling confident to speak up in a meeting, you know, just being comfortable enough to say no to a party. And I think that's exactly it. It's not about, like you say, labeling. It's about just understanding, where am I at? And how is this affecting me as a person in my daily life? And is it creating a life that I love and I feel like I'm living on my terms? Or am I living according to what other people expect of me, or, you know, that I think is expected in that situation?
Yeah, I love that. I think it's so important for us to think about also where our perfectionism coming from. Is it ourself? Is it society? Are we trying to be something for someone else? Or is it kind of that other orientated perfectionism, which is a mixture, isn't it? Some people have that very internal need for flawlessness, their need to have it all perfect, because they think that's going to help them feel better. Or is it because they're doing it to compare themselves to others, and they think that other people think they're only good if they're doing it X, Y, and Z?
Yeah, absolutely. And for me, and I've noticed it so much, is that we sometimes think that perfectionism is only developed from something that's happened, you know, with a bad boss, or somebody said something to us mean in a work situation, or a family member said something. But we're only triggered by it because it's in us already. And so when I work with my clients, it's very important for us to go way back to your childhood, because often that's where it started. And I think people don't actually acknowledge the fact that they've been carrying this with them for so long. And so we kind of just put band-aids on top of things to say, oh, it was just a, you know, I just had a bad boss, or it was just one situation. But we don't realize that we wouldn't be triggered by it if we weren't struggling with that inner, you know, struggle in the first place.
Yeah, it's so important to remember that, isn't it? In my work, we don't necessarily have to do the massive deep dive that I used to do when I was counseling. But I think just being able to have an acknowledgement of, oh, that's where that comes from. That's why I do that. And some of our behaviors and our thoughts are so old. You can almost feel how young you feel when you're doing some of this stuff, can't you? And then from there, people can be like, oh, okay, I don't need to keep doing that thing, that trying to be that perfect person, whether it's come from a parent, from a teacher, from somebody else in the past, and that need to control a situation, or to work so, so hard. You know, perfectionists work so hard, don't they, to try and be whatever it is they're trying to aim for.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's honestly one of the most exhausting things to live with, you know, and I say it often manifests in a physical way, where, you know, I started to notice how much shallow breathing I was doing on a regular basis, because I was just constantly in my mind and forgetting the basics of breathing normally. And, you know, things like just feeling kind of a knot in your stomach constantly. Yeah, and like you say, it's sort of primal and childlike in a way, because it's taking us back to a place where we felt insecure and we felt unsafe. And without dealing with it and acknowledging it and saying to yourself, it's okay, you know, I just need to work through this, but I need to be kind and compassionate and patient with myself.
Yeah. And that's a piece of work in itself, isn't it? Just not being so hard on yourself.
Yeah.
Just before you've even started addressing your perfectionism, it's something else.
Absolutely. You know, it's one of the things I often say is, like, patience is the biggest thing to helping you get over perfectionism, because you've got years of habits that you've built up. You've got to just take it one day at a time, one instant at a time, one moment at a time.
Yeah. And some of those behaviors are, of course, our safety behaviors, as you said, aren't they? They are our protection. And from a brain perspective, I'm a big fan of, let's understand a little bit more about the mind so that you can then make sense of it. And being able to see it as a protection. You know, my mind is only thinking this because it feels it needs to protect. And I think that's also something to keep in our mind, isn't it, when we're trying to make some changes.
Absolutely. You know, 100%. Our brain is very primal still, and it's, you know, basic need is to keep us safe and secure. You know, back in the days of cavemen when we were being hunted and all of that stuff, you know, and at one point you felt unsafe. And so your brain is now saying, I'm feeling that again, I'm going to kick in now. And it's, yeah, just being really, I think one of the hardest things we struggle with, especially nowadays with, you know, social media and the internet and all of that is being very present. And, you know, you need to try be as present as possible in order to understand your triggers and know, like you say, it's just my brain kicking in here. I'm going to be okay. I've got this. I can get through this.
Oh, nice. I always say to people, you know, you don't have to believe or follow many of our thoughts, you know, being able to capture them and say, that's not a healthy thought, and not have to follow it and not have to give it any energy.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100% agree.
So can you give everyone I'm always a big fan of, what's the one small thing? What's one small thing that somebody could get hold of and start today, start tomorrow? What would be one of your best little tips that you could give somebody?
So, I mean, I did mention the patience, but that can be quite overwhelming in the beginning. Sounds simple, but it can be quite overwhelming. I think one of the things I really found that helped me was I kind of really went back to writing down, like, what are my values for my life? Like, what is my core value in terms of my, you know, especially with my health and fitness? And I think, you know, to kind of overcome the mind, we need to have our bodies in a good space as well. And so for me, it's very much about, look at your values and is your life currently aligning with those basic values? You know, I'm not saying get complicated about it. Just say, you know, I want to be a healthy human being. Am I giving myself the right food? Am I doing some exercise? And it's just start with those little things where you can say, you know, I want to be kinder to people. Okay, am I being kind to people every day? And when we can start to really bring it back to those core fundamental values that mean everything to us, then suddenly life becomes a little simpler. And we can just do those little things every day. And then the other stuff can start to, you know, figure it out along the journey.
Yeah, I think that's so important to remember that, isn't it? We often know what we need to do, but it feels overwhelming. So people then don't start. So I love that. Let's just really focus on one small thing and build on that. And then when you've maybe got that going, maybe think about what might be next, which is so important, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So tell everyone a little bit about where they can find you, because obviously people can follow you, even though you are miles away from us here in the UK. But people can still follow you and follow what you're doing. Tell everyone a little bit about where they can find you.
Absolutely. So they can find me on my website, carlacaswell.com. I'm also very active on Instagram. Also, again, just my name, Carla Caswell. And then I've also recently just started putting out some YouTube videos, which I'm really enjoying. That's, again, simple Carla Caswell on YouTube, keeping it nice and simple.
I love it. I love that. Sometimes some people do give their websites and their handles, and it's like so complicated with underscores and bits and pieces. It's harder to remember. So we love that. Very simple.
Absolutely.
Okay, brilliant.
As a perfectionist, you know, recovering perfectionist, I say, you know, it's keep it as simple as possible is what I say.
Nice. Well, that's a strategy in itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
We do overcomplicate things so often. Brilliant.
Absolutely.
Okay, it's been absolutely lovely chatting with you. And I think, as we said at the beginning of this interview, just remembering that, A, you're not alone, but also just to talk about it and just to hear you talk about your own journey and then also what you're then able to share with your clients and your work. And it sounds like you're doing some absolutely fantastic work over there.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. And it's, yeah, like I said, it just, the more people we can reach and talk about and open ourselves up to, knowing that we don't have to put so much pressure on ourselves. You know, we put a huge amount of pressure, and I think social media has just enhanced that tenfold. And so, you know, just stay in your lane, just do your thing. And like we said, one step at a time. There's no need to rush. We've got a beautiful life ahead of us, just one step at a time.
Well, I love that. And hopefully you've been inspiring somebody who's just listening in and thinking, you know what, I can start that journey of just being me, just being in my lane and just making my life as happy as possible.
Absolutely. We've got a short life. Just be happy.
Yeah. Seems so simple. And yet, obviously, we know that it can be so hard to do that.
100%. Brilliant. Yeah. But thank you so much for having me. And keep doing the amazing work that you're doing as well.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Carla.
Thank you for listening and sharing in this episode of Mental Wealth. Remember, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcast. My last question to you is, what is the one small thing that you can take action on from this episode? Message me on Instagram or through our website with questions you'd like me to explore. You'll find the links in the show notes. I'll be back with more tools and tips to make sense of your mind in the next episode. In the meantime, be kind to yourself. Bye for now.